Issue number one, June 1983. Creativity, an idea whose time has come. Finally, a meaningful, comprehensive racial religion for the white race. After at least 60 centuries of wallowing in confused bedlam, at last there is now light at the end of the tunnel for the white race. After 60 centuries, finally, for the first time in its history, the white race has a genuine racial religion of its own. That religion is creativity, and the Church of the Creator is both humble and proud to lead the way. It is our resolute determination to polarise the white race, to build a powerful army of aroused, determined white racial partisans whose unswerving goal is the survival, expansion and advancement of the white race. We are now committed, come hell or high water, to build such a movement into a powerful battering ram that will sweep all the enemies of the white race before us, be they Jews, Christians or mud peoples. Organised, informed and aroused, the white race is easily 10 times more powerful than all its enemies combined. There is a saying that nothing is so powerful as an idea whose time has come. For our race, creativity is that idea. An idea more vital and dynamic than any the white race has ever entertained in all of its long and tumultuous history. And it is about time. Another generation or two of the present Jew-induced madness and the white race will be finished. It will be gone forever. It will voluntarily have aided its enemies by committing suicide. The problem which the white man has in gaining control of his own destiny is twofold. A, the confused thinking of the white race itself, and B, the massive dose of Jewish propaganda the Jew slops daily on the brains of the white race. The Jews are well advanced along the road to total world domination. Their greatest goal is the complete takeover of America, the last predominantly white stronghold on earth. In the 20th century, our position in our American homeland has been steadily and increasingly undermined. Already, the Zionist enemy controls our government, financial institutions, news media and schools. Keys to complete political and military domination. The brain-polluted white race has fallen into the trap thanks to the television, that electronic Jew jack-in-the-box that has done so much to destroy the thinking process of the white race. It is the goal, the burden and the glorious privilege of the Church of the Creator to lead the white race back to sanity, to direct it on a course back to strength and virility, to lead it on to its own salvation and resurrection. It is our resolute determination to get the parasitic Jew off our back one way or another, once and for all, and we mean to do so completely before the end of this century. We intend to get all the parasites off the back and the brain of the white man and again firmly wrest control of our own destiny back into the hands of our own race. This we mean to do and this we will do because we must. It is a matter of life and death, a matter of do or die. It is a battle in which, like it or not, you, my dear white racial comrade, are a participant. Let me here remind my white racial comrades that the white race, the pinnacle of nature's creation, has ample resources with which to do the job. Although the Jews, the niggers and the rapidly exploding mud races now outnumber us in a ratio of 12 to 1, though they are deadly hostile, they are nevertheless not the real problem. The real problem is the confused and suicidal thinking of the white race itself. I can't emphasise this point strongly enough. The problem is in our minds. Bluntly, our thinking is all screwed up. We creators contend that this sorry state of affairs began when the Jew fed Asiatic Christianity to the Romans and finally conquered all of Europe by means of this suicidal Jewish mind scrambler. Whether we are right or wrong in pinpointing the cause might be debatable. The fact remains that the white man's thinking has, at this stage of the 20th century, degenerated into a morass of suicidal insanity. About that there can hardly be any doubt. This being so, the first order of business, as far as the Church of the Creator is concerned, is to straighten out the white man's confused polyglot thinking. It is our goal and programme to bring the white man back to sanity, back to health, back to the eternal laws of nature. Once we have achieved that much, the battle for all intents and purposes is over. The Church of the Creator now has the tools with which to do the job. In our three basic books, Nature's Eternal Religion, The White Man's Bible and Salubrious Living, is spelled out loud and clear the goal, the means and the programme. These three books are the sacred scriptures of our religion. They lay down the foundation and the cornerstones of our four-dimensional religion, a sound mind in a sound body, in a sound society, in a sound environment. Therein, you have the whole ball of wax, the total creed, the total programme. We now also have a beautiful new three-story building in which to centre our activities. We have a meeting hall, a library, a number of offices, a large basement for storage and a number of other facilities, not to mention ample acreage for future expansion. We call our new building the World Creativity Centre. We now have a geographic base in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. As Hitler has succinctly pointed out, a geographic home is extremely important for the growth and polarisation of any ideology. We now have a paper with which to inform and contact our supporters and spread our ever-growing base. As you have noticed from the masthead, we call it racial loyalty, a basic tenet of our creed. So we are now on our way. We are determined that nothing but nothing is going to stop the regeneration, salvation and resurrection of the most precious treasure on the face of the earth, the white race. Now we need you, white man and white woman, who are reading this, to do your part. What can you do? Well, if you've never heard of the Church of the Creator until now, the first thing you can do is to avail yourself of our three basic books. In them is spelled out the total programme, the final solution, the ultimate creed for the white race. Read them, study them intensively, then go to work. Become a militant, aggressive white partisan, a partisan for the white race. Next, become a mini distribution centre for the white man's Bibles. Sell, loan out, give away as many copies each week as possible. You and your progeny will be well rewarded for your efforts. Your reward will be the survival of yourself, your family and your race. Next, order 100 copies of racial loyalty papers and distribute it to any and all of your white contacts that are receptive to reading it. You are thereby planting seeds, the future ramifications of which are unpredictable and incalculable. Next, you can organise a church group, a very vital programme for which we offer guidelines in the racial loyalty newspapers. It is our goal to build a communications network within the white race that is second to none. It is our initial goal to place 10 million copies of our white man's Bibles in the hands of our white racial comrades. Once we have done that much, we are over the hump and well on our way to winning the world as the white man did in the winning of the West in the 19th century. In participation in this noble endeavour, you too become part of the movement, a creator, the elite of the white race. In so doing, you will be dedicated to a cause that is greater than yourself, a cause that transcends all others. In pursuit of this great cause, let us be fearless and tenacious. Let us be deliberate and determined. Let us look the world straight in the eye, Jews, Christians, niggers and all, and say, "World, whether you are ready or not, here we come, and you better get used to the idea. Never again will the white man tolerate being confused, diffused and abused. No longer will the white race sit idly by and allow itself to be looted and polluted, robbed and massacred. We now have a genuine white racial religion around which we can polarise and unite. We now have a white racial religion to lead the way for the white race in order to build a whiter and brighter world. Creativity is now on its way and it's here to stay. It's the most powerful and dynamic idea in the white man's tumultuous history. And now its time has come. The Church of the Creator, an island of hope and sanity in a world gone stark, raving mad. Propagandize, proselytize, organize."